Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I hurt my neck yelling at Tasty Cake Dom.
Yeah, the bandage on yesterday.
Yeah, but it's a different part of my neck.
Wow.
Different part of my neck, yeah.
Well, we're T's and P's, buddy.
Yeah. The Top 5 of 5 is, of course, presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King this season. Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount+.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, you got a big game voice. You should do voiceovers.
Oh, yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Here it is. The top five at five.
And now.
Get out of here, battle. I'll do it.
Yep. So, listen. Let's take a nice little trip down memory lane and try to rank the five best Eagles regular season games since 2000. My lifetime, of course. Where does the Jordan Davis block game rank?
Wow.
Starting at number five.
Let me see what you got.
Takes us back to 2017, when actually the season, I know, it ended in glory. There were some bumpy parts.
Yep.
But early on, a kicker they claimed off waivers that week had his first legendary moment as an Eagle.
Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's goal!
This is that dream I talked about.
They win!
He's had this dream before.
61 yards! The longest kick in Eagles history.
Wow.
It's a good call from Merrill.
That's pretty good.
Great call.
So nailed that one.
So Jake Elliott, you know, I think Caleb Sturgis was their kicker to start that year.
Yes.
And he got hurt really early.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my favorite parts about that play in that game was... I think the clock operator had to have some.
Of course, he did. The Alshon catch.
Yeah, the Alshon catch on the sideline.
Yeah.
He had like 4 seconds left in the game. That was at least a 5 to 6 second route, and he toe tapped and got just close enough.
Yeah, and left us 1 second on the clock.
I don't remember the clock.
Oh yeah,
on that one.
It was the longest 4 seconds ever.
Yeah, yeah. There's some home cooking. Alshon was able to go down, run a full route. He's not fast.
No,
you know,
Mike will tell you that. Yep. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So and then
I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is Carson was mic'd up and he said, "All right, I'll give you my game check if you hit this kick."
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, he said, "I'll give him a game check," and then I think they end up donating it to charity or something like that. But
yeah, it's nonsense.
They worked it out. And Jake Elliott hasn't looked back since. I mean, that was Jake Elliott's first game.
Now, and granted, Jake has gone on to win another Super Bowl, kicking another Super Bowl, becoming an all-time Eagle great. But at that point, he was unknown.
Yeah.
He had just been signed off waivers. I mean, it's probably one of a handful of times. But I looked at Carson sideways. Now, you shouldn't have said you were going to give up your game check.
And not give up your game check.
You weren't going to give up your game check.
Yeah. You can't donate to your own charity, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The four.
Should have gave up that game check to Jake.
Yeah.
I think we did turn that into a controversy.
Yeah. I was in favor of, you got to give up the game check there. I mean, you said you were, so.
Yeah, you
got
to do it.
You got enough money.
Yeah. And he's back, too. He's fine.
He is back.
Yep. The fourth best regular season game since 2000 was a night where Mike Vick set a fantasy football record.
Oh, yeah. What a night this was.
Started like this.
First play from about the 12, and there is Vick, as you talked about, John, rolling and launching downfield for DeSean Jackson, who accelerates, caught the opening play, and all the way for a touchdown. 88 yards.
Yeah, I was at that game. We took a bus of WISP listeners as winners at that game. It was raining that night, if I remember correctly. Yep. And it was miserable because we couldn't find two of the listeners who had drank too much and were at the friggin' stadium.
Oh,
and we
couldn't leave them.
Couldn't leave them. You know, it's
miserable. That is Spike's worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Not being able to find the listener, get them back on the bus. Oh, my God. Yes.
So you can
terrible.
Go home.
What a night.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a night.
That was incredible. It was incredible. How was he? 60 fantasy points or something that
six
night?
Touchdowns.
Six touchdowns that night. Four passes, two rushing.
Yeah.
It was like 300-some yards, 400 yards passing.
2010, Vic.
Yeah, Mike. Man, that was Mike at his best. Yeah, that was a beautiful thing to watch.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Watching Vic. Under Andy Reid. That was a beautiful
thing
to
watch. I know you guys don't agree, but it is the best I've seen an Eagles quarterback play. That one
That's
particular
fair.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third best Eagles regular season game since 2000 is where I rank Sunday.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent.
Yeah, he wants everything to be a miracle.
What just happened to them? Successive field goal blocks. Win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
By the way, listening to it, it almost sounds unbelievable how fast Jordan Davis was running by how fast Merrill was saying 40-30-20-10. I would have if I just heard that, that was Jordan Davis running that fast? That sounds like Saquon, you know?
Right.
You
know. Only three, huh? Be interesting to see these two. I got a couple in mind. I wonder if you picked them out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good games since 2000. Number two, though, is when came down to the final week of the year, a miraculous week. Jamarcus Russell had to beat the Bucs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not one moment, but a compilation of a beatdown against the Cowboys.
That's
second
awesome.
Down and 15 at the Eagles 19. Back goes Romo again. He steps up. He hit. It's fumbled. It is picked up. Running with the football is Chris Clemens. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown!
First and 10. Romo back. He floats it out on the far side to Barber. Barber fumbles the football. It's stripped away. It's picked up. It's Hanson down the near sideline. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Auxilio Hanson, 97 yards. Shotgun, three receivers, 8:01 remaining in the third quarter. Back goes Romo again. He's looking, he's running, he's hit, he fumbles again, and it's recovered again, this time by Trevor Laws. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go to Minnesota.
And the Eagles have defeated the Dallas Cowboys 44-6. They are heading to the playoffs.
That was the most hyped I've heard the link aside from the NFC Championship game against the Vikings. Like the energy in that place when everyone knew there was a chance to go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That place was insane that day.
In the building for that one. That you're right. That was a that's actually when I was actually staying at games full time. Like, I stayed for the full game.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have left that one early. I mean, it was a beatdown.
No, but that was, I don't know. I don't know why I was actually still there. But yeah,
it was awesome.
I was still staying for the full game. That was a party for like the last quarter there.
Yeah.
Before we get to number one, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
And number one, I don't know if it's ever going to be topped. We've all heard the call.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Which one you got?
Oh, come on.
Deshaun's punt return.
Yeah.
31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's going to go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he's jumping. Guys, he's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Bill Coyne, the medalist, number two.
Two.
He ran around until all the zeros were off the
Three.
Clock. And the Giants fans can't believe it. And the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Yeah, and that the punt return is the great moment. That game was Michael Vick, though.
31-10.
Yeah, I mean, that was Michael Vick.
Another great Vick game, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. He was unstoppable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Yeah, so I got a couple that could have been considered.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, man. A Nicky 6-7 touchdowns?
Oh.
Yeah.
Against the Raiders,
yeah,
right?
Against the Raiders. Yeah. Seven touchdowns. Well, it's not like we see seven touchdown passes a game.
Well, Jack hates
Nick
Foles.
Again, like, I could have made a lot of those throws in the game. So, I mean, it wasn't, like, that impressive.
The return of T.O.,
I know. I wanted to put the Lito.
The Lito interception. Yeah. What else you got?
Snowball.
Yes.
Yeah, Snowball could have been on there. Yeah. The walk-off Brandon Boykin pick in 2013 against the Cowboys,
in Dallas, yeah.
Could have been on there. The Westbrook punt return could have been on there.
That wasn't a great game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an ugly game, but with a great moment. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot. The Chips first game.
Yes.
Down in Washington.
That's another one, yeah. Yes.
Revolutionized football for
yeah. Well, all the Redskins players were making pretend they were hurt so they could have a breather.
Taking injuries.
Yeah, but we thought it was going to be, I mean, the Chip Kelly era, in that game, it just seemed like, oh my God, what is going to happen?
New brand of football.
Yep.
Wentz's game against the Steelers week 3, 2016.
That's when...
Come on, man. The Bills dump off to Sproulsy?
I think that's the game I became a fan.
Yeah. Well, that was when Barack said I'm going to go on the Wentz wagon.
Yeah. Probably why I became a fan. I mean, probably why I started believing in him. I didn't know Wentz before that year.
Well, yeah.
Vision he went to North Dakota State.
Yeah.
It was that game against the Steelers, yeah.
215-592-9494. Get to a really important phone call right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, so Spike, like
I'll tell you too.
You can as well.
Yeah.
So National Appliance Warehouse, there's like a lot of pillars of National Appliance Warehouse. You're going to get the lowest prices.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed by price.
Is pillar on that sheet or did you come up with that yourself?
Well, I said pillars. It's four.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to think. I'll think of another one.
Okay.
But like, you know. So you're gonna get the lowest price.
Yep.
That's guaranteed by price assure.
Yep.
You're gonna get the right appliance.
Yep.
You know, because 100 brands, all the big brands, whatever kind of brand you could possibly need, they have a National Appliance Warehouse, 15,000 square foot showroom.
Yep.
But what we always talk about too, Spike, is the culture at National Appliance
Warehouse. They treat you awesome.
And you know, you've heard us talk about it. Well, you can join the team, Spike.
Come on, join the team.
Yeah. So listen, if you wanna be a salesperson.
Oh, add to work at National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, Mark Stamackin, love Mark, has built a great team culture there. You got to be a part of it.
Seems like a great place to work, honestly.
All you got to do.
Smiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you could probably sell him Fritz sent you, too. I mean,
yes.
That'll probably help you get in the door.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So you got to email Scott at nawde.com. That's Scott at nawde.com if you're looking for a great opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. To help people get them the appliances they need for their home. It's a great job.
It sells itself at National Appliance Warehouse. So listen, you know your kitchen isn't game day ready. Get to National Appliance Warehouse. Make sure it's good for the week ahead. The Eagle season, our football season is just heating up. So listen, get the kitchen game day ready and get to National Appliance Warehouse. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494, Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. Hi, Herb.
Hi, Herb. Hello, Spike. What's happening today? Tell you what, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear you say anything about Mike Evans, but he's out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah,
we don't have to cover him this Sunday. Okay, so we got a break. Stephen A. Smith, he's a real dope. So anybody out there that loves Stephen A. Smith, I'm going to let you now know that HR says he's a dope. Okay.
Well, what does Stephen A. do?
I don't like his style. He's like a sports rapper. That's all he is.
Ooh. Hold on. Ike Reese knows what you're talking about.
What are we doing here?
How is he a rapper?
What's he wearing? He's wearing a hot pink suit. A hot pink suit, okay? So everybody in the stadium sees him. You understand?
See him.
He's just a dope man, okay? Other than that, okay, Ike Reese, you know what's going on.
Only Herb can get away with that. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Ike Reese, you know what's going on with the running game, okay? Like I said about 5 hours ago, like I said last week, they're bringing 5-6 people in the box, okay? Plus the linebackers are playing right along the sides, right there, right along the line, okay? That's why we can't get our blocks, and that's why we're not running the ball like we did last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to see this weekend the first play from scrimmage. Either Smitty or A.J. Brown go deep.
Mm.
I don't have a problem with it, okay? You know, if they can do it, they take a shot. And that's it. And if he catches, he catches it. If he don't, he don't. We come back and do something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta start opening up this offense with the passing game.
What about power left and power right, or whatever?
And yeah, that's what we need to do too.
Okay, both
power left, power right, motion left. If you watch the second half, you saw guys going in motion, and then they did what they did. And they caught passes, okay?
Yes.
Some of the passes were 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, whatever.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. And look, A.J. Brown, once he catches it, he's elusive. He's a guy that's going to break a tackle and run it for another 10 or 15 or 20, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we got it. Everybody, Smitty is Smitty, okay? A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown. Like I told you about the tight end has to be part of the game. Okay, did you watch this game last night I only watched the first half. Detroit, okay? Did you notice where they had the one, I don't know how many times they did it, they had triple I formation.
Is that three eyes?
Running backs. One went left, the other one went right, and the one guy got the ball in the middle.
Yeah, but they
ran the ball. Did you see that, Ike?
Yeah, but that was a wing. That wasn't an I formation.
Well, they had when they, on the TV they showed.
Well, I means they're all lined up behind each other.
Three guys that were lined up.
Yeah, there was a T, right?
Yes.
Wing T.
It wasn't a T. No, it wasn't a T. The quarterback was under center.
Yeah, and it was like a triple option look.
The quarterback was under center. You had three guys and a quarterback there.
Yes.
That's what you had.
Yep.
Okay? They had a couple other formations.
Herb, it sounds like, are you in a hospital?
We have to get the full, I was a while ago down at Doylestown Hospital with my friend because she had, the catheterization, and then tomorrow she's doing prep right now for this colonoscopy.
After
the colonoscopy,
you're helping with that.
They're going to put the stent in. She's 81 years old.
It's okay.
My friend Teddy Smith's mother.
Okay.
Teddy Smith and I played baseball at the Pendel League over on Southampton for the Summerton All Stars.
Mm.
So everybody knows Teddy Smith because he coached at LaSalle High School. He was the pitching coach for Joe Parisi and Mike Parisi.
Did he know Benny? Did you guys know Benny?
Benny what?
You know Benny from around that time in that area.
I would need to know. Benny doesn't recall or not. Huh. You know Jack Stanzak?
What about Tommy? What about Tommy? You know Tommy though.
Tommy who?
You know, it ran with that whole crew.
Down the shore?
No.
No, not Tommy.
Tommy used to run with that crew.
Tom, I don't know about Tom.
Okay. All right. My bad.
I mean, I know guys from Roxborough. I know guys from the Catholic League, Northeast, and all that kind of stuff.
You know what I mean?
There's so many guys. You know who Pat Waninger is?
Of course. Everybody does.
Okay. Pat Waninger, okay. I got a call from him. His wife was having surgery at Doylestown this morning. He called me, and I told him about Mrs. Smith being there. And that, you know what I mean? So and I was out with Pat. Like, he listens to WIP. He heard me this morning. I was on with Julio. Like, it was like around 12:30. He heard me right away. So people listen to me. You understand? I got
it. They listen to the radio show.
Yeah, they're listening to us.
They listen to the radio. They listen to me. Mm. I'm going to show you, Jack, something, okay?
Here
I got
go.
A lawyer. A lawyer just sent me a text.
Ooh.
He says, I'm great. He loves me. All this kind of stuff.
So do I.
Okay? So, you know, he
knows
I know
my stuff. Is he going to sue me or something?
You know I know my stuff.
Wow.
Don't even try it.
Wow.
Okay? Don't even try it.
You know who was talking junk about you yesterday? Pete Cherokee. Yeah, but I'm saying Pete from Cheeky and Pete's was talking all kinds of junk about you yesterday.
He was. What kind of junk did he say?
Well, that's something you two got to settle with each other.
He said he can't wait to talk to you again.
I'll find out. Don't worry.
Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, you can give him my number.
And can we give him your email address?
He's got it, too. He's got all that.
What's the email?
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com, bro.
That's right. Yep.
But listen, you know.
Run left.
You got to mix it up, but we also, we got receivers. You got to go. You got Jalen Hurts. He's getting paid $50 million.
No.
Hey, let him run the offense. Let him call the plays.
Yeah. Why don't we let him call the defense, too?
Make sure you got the players in.
Yeah, let him call the defense.
Call the plays and
call the defense.
He deserves to call the plays. You don't need no offensive coordinator.
No, let him call the defense, too.
Let me tell you, Sirianni,
let him run the country.
Sirianni can call the plays, too. What do you call? If you're making, everybody's making a big deal about this It's his first year and all this and that. They had bad field position. You heard him say, Sirianni, you fumbled the ball three times, three kickoffs. You got to clean that up, too.
For sure.
Okay?
For sure.
You got to clean that up because we need to run them balls out to, like, the 30-yard line, 35-yard line.
Yeah, get those balls out there on the 35-yard line.
You need to get somebody to break something soon. I ain't seen nobody.
You don't want to break any of the balls.
Break a punt return.
All right. Herb, we got to go, buddy.
So, you know. And one thing I want to say about tasty cakes, stop eating those tasty cakes because they'll get that they're getting fat in your head.
No. That's a good product.
Shut up, Herb.
Got to let you go, Herb. Tasty cake's a good product.
The lawyer texted him.
Good product. Yes. You should be shaking in your boots.
What's he going to do? Sue me?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That one got good. 215-592-9494. Yeah, in some way.
I actually don't think it did.
No.
I really don't never think did. It did. No, I really don't. I thought there was going to be more out of the hospital story.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well, there was a lot of info.
He forgot what he had said.
By the way, a lot of info for a stranger on the radio for him to give out.
Yeah.
All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Mike and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.